I want to take this time to give a shout out to my man C Boogie. Want you to go ahead and subscribe to him in the first comment. It's pinned to the top. He did a video called "Does Your Behavior Change Around Beautiful Women?" Oh boy, this is a classic. I kind of wish I would have thought about this one myself. I told him, nigga, this is a good topic. And man, I just got so much to say. He weighed in on it in a very excellent way. I won't be able to do it as good as him, but I'm going to put a nigga spin to it. Again, I'm responding to this. And brothers, let's be honest. Most of us, behavior can change around a beautiful woman, especially one that you don't know. Let me tell you a story. Some time ago, I was talking to George, right, on the phone. This is a long time ago. And I happened to be in Africa at the time. I'm having a nice ice cream at Cafe Java's and shit. I'll be just dogging George on the phone. Like, yeah, nigga, you ain't gonna do that, nigga. Shut up. You know, that's just how me and George be talking or whatever. He be laughing. You know. So I ordered an ice cream sundae, right, at Cafe Java's downtown Kampala, Uganda, right? Man, the most beautiful chick I ever seen, damn near, since I ever been to Africa, walked by. I saw her, and my heart was like, I mean, big old booty, just nice dread. He's fine. I left the phone in Cafe Java's. I ran after her like Carl Lewis, nigga. I'm talking about, you would have thought I was on the Ohio State football team, the Joey Galloway, 88. I was out there. Ran up to her. Now, I've approached so many women in my life. But I was trying to get her, trying to get to her. I stopped her, excuse me. She turned around, and I tried to say something, and I was like, shit wasn't coming out. I'm like, nigga, I'm an African American. I'm in Africa. What's wrong with me today, man? Like, I've done this a lot of time. Couldn't do it. By the time I had got it out, she was tired of me stuttering. And she shot me the hell down real quick. It was fast, too. She just... So I come back into the goddamn place, Cafe Java's, and the people looking at me crazy. The waitress like, waiters, my brother, where did you go? You ready? Are you okay? Do you need any help? I'm like, no, I'm straight. So I sat back in. I told him I got shot down and all this shit. And so I noticed that, yes, your behavior can change around beautiful women depending on the circumstance and depending on the day. And this is what C-Boy talks about. But one of the things I can honestly say that has never really happened with me is my behavior never changed so much around women that I would be willing to sell out another brother, right? And that's what I want to focus on this core of the video, because I want to tell another story about another nigga I knew named CT. CT was my fat homeboy. He had titties before the rest of the girls did. He was first. Okay? He had girls jealous because he had already developed and they wasn't, right? And CT was the kind of nigga that he would beat you over anything. Like, he was a fraud. Like, he would, you know, switch your Madden Super Nintendo cartridge for like Super Mario. He would do shit like that. He would borrow your shit and not bring it back. You know, he would just use hella cheat codes on video games. He was just really just shady. You know what I mean? He, you know, you would be winning. He would reset the game, stuff like that. You know what I mean? He was just really, he just really shady, motherfucker, right? But he was fat. And so, you know, when you fat and you ugly, any advantage, you looking for an advantage because you fat, short, ugly, and you got titties. But he liked chicks, and he was a little hustler. He sold a little weed, a little dope. play the drums at church and shit like that. So what ended up happening was, one day we was hitting with these with these females, and you know, at the time, man, I wasn't really getting no girls, and I was a church boy for real. And so she was like, and the girls came over, they was like, "Man, CT, what's up? We trying to get some Hennessy and some drink or whatever." And he was like, "Oh, cool, it's cool. I got some drink already." And he's like, "Yeah, man, but you know, not this nigga over here. You know what I'm saying? He a church boy. He got to go to Bible study in the morning." So the bitch just bust out laughing. Yeah, old Sunday school ass nigga. And I'm sitting back like, yeah, and one of the girls like, "Yeah, he even look like a schoolboy. Look at him." I'm like, for real? And which was crazy because neither one of us got no coochie that day. You know, they just drank our shit and left. But which is what C-Book Yards talks about. This is what I had a problem with. Now, how you gonna throw me under the bus for these broads when you know that they don't fuck with you like that? This is what I'm talking about. And so this is what I'm saying. Like, he changed up in front of these broads. When we by ourselves, because I was trying to, you know, go to college away from home that year.
"Yeah, man. Oh, shit, man. You know you wrong, dog. You trying to go to college away, man. Leave me here and shit in the hood, man. I mean, that's foul, dog. We supposed to be boys, you know what I'm saying?"
And then, but when you get in front of the hoes and you need help with or when you need help with your homework, it's all good. But when you get in front of these bras, you're trying to make me look like, make me look real bad and make me look real corny. I'm already ugly. I don't need no help. And that leads me into another segue, because I heard Freeze and Simple talk about this shit on the Rumble one day. What did they say? So one day, I think Freeze was like doing bad. He just got out of jail. And, you know, one of the pimps was looking out for him, right? But he had looked out for this nigga before. But then in the club, around some broads, and one of the pimps, Freeze, you know what I'm saying? Because he didn't have no money at the time, right? So the other little pimp was like, "Yeah, nigga, in front of the hoes. Yeah, man, I know you ain't got no money right now, man. I know you're doing bad right now, but here go 500, man. Go ahead and take care of yourself." Like, doing that to try to make himself like a big baller, and but while trying to make his homeboy look like he ain't shit. Throwing niggas under the bus. Now, here's the thing, right? I can see why people that work with you and shit like that and don't really know you, and see Boogie talked about that, they might throw you under the bus. True enough. But my boy, though, you gonna throw me under the bus for this hoe? Damn, is that how we doing? So then, I got to talk about the other kind of dudes, right? The dudes who change up and try to, like, make somebody else look bad in front of women. Here are the dudes who try to be too red pill in front of women, right? When women come around, they try to act like they're, you know, like C-Boogie's done, asshole game. They're out there trying to front like, you know, they're just, you know, like you'll see even in the chat, right? If a lady comes into the YouTube chat and she fine and dude's like, "Oh man, what's up? You look good. Why y'all?" And somebody will be like, "Why y'all simping for these hoes out here? Why you guys simping for her? She don't even look that good." This is the type of nigga that when you start saying that, this dude is basically trying to stand out because he wants that girl to recognize him. And to be like, "What do you mean I don't look that good? Nah, you all right, but you ain't hella fine." Basically, trying to get attention for her using negative comments. Which, that shit can work on Facebook, but that's still simping though, right? Because your behavior is changing around women. You trying to run that little shady ass game as if you're better than the rest of the dudes. That's that I'm that anointed red pill bullshit. You know, I'm way out up here in the red pill and you other niggas ain't like me. That's why y'all over here sweating her. But then you find out, you know, because a lot of these niggas have wives and girlfriends, and you really find out, you know, "Oh, she's not even that attractive enough for me." Then you find out who they dating. Because, you know, some of these dudes are dumb enough to take their girls out to certain places or whatever. And then people be like, "Oh, damn, that's you." Or they get married to them or whatever. And you know, and you're like, "Oh, that's you." And so that's what I'm talking about. They'll be saying that because they're just they're on that red pill shit. You know, they be always, why are you sweating these hoes? And that used to happen on my show. You had a certain person, every time a female call in, you know, they be always trying to front for the fans by dogging chicks all the goddamn time. You know what I'm saying? And that just lets me know that a nigga like that don't really get no broads. Cause you're doing anything for some attention. And that's the thing, behavior changing around chicks. I will say this. After my little experience, right, I try to just be me. And that one chick, she was just so fine, man. I don't know. She caught me off guard. So I had a bad day today. That's why I was stuttering. But I'll agree, man. You know, your behavior around good-looking chicks, around bad-looking chicks, I agree with C-Boogie. The more you niggas start acting like they're somebody and you not, they're going to treat you like that. This is how me as an ugly nigga, I've ever been able to compete. Most of the time, I just treat them motherfuckers like they ain't anybody else. You know? So, yeah, man, I just wanted to do this video. But, yeah, shout out to C-Boog, man. Go subscribe to the brother's channel right there. First pinned comment. And as you know, the buffoonery remains at an all-time high, man. I'm out this piece. Oh, by the way, vote for the Negro Medals for Awards. First comment pinned to the top under the C-Boogie's channel. And make sure you support us on Patreon. Patreon.com/Negro Medals for $5 a month. Support Black Meal Media. We out.